How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Final hour, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.25, 106.3 the game. Robbie and Rex Road brought to you by First Horizon. Big bank muscle, small bank hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. It's been an interesting program today.
It has. It's almost like the day that after Brian Kelly said family, and we just had all kinds of weird accents and impersonations. Not quite that good, though.
Yeah, it was going to be hard to top.
Yeah.
Which I haven't watched the Brian Kelly clip in a while. But, like, the more distance that passes from that, first off, watching them be largely a disaster ever since then has been funny. But also, you know, it's just so different than he normally sounds all the time. Like, he went out there and said, you know what I'm about to do? I'm about to go Southern accent on these people. Trying to ingratiate myself into the culture down here. And that was a strategy by him. Didn't work.
Yeah, I think it's between I'm gonna pretend I'm from around here, and also I'm gonna dance like the biggest dork in the history of mankind with recruits. I think I'm gonna win it all several times because of this.
Yeah, absolutely. If you missed it, the news of the day so far at the NFL Combine: Adam Schefter putting this out there earlier that the Titans have given permission for Harold Landry to seek a trade. He is due $17.5 million of base salary this season. We talked about Landry last week, right? So Landry, when you look at just purely the numbers, wasn't a bad season for Landry last year when you're looking at traditional stacks. Like if you're just looking at, you know, the sack total, you look at his career to this point and you say, okay, well, let's start all the way back in 2021 as my computer freezes here, which is good stuff. But he has the big year in 2021. We talk about that front that was there then. In 2021, he ends up with, let's see here, what did he have? 12 sacks in 2021. He tears the ACL the next year in 22, so it's a loss season.
Right before the season starts.
You have a 10.5 sack season coming off the ACL, where it felt like, Joe, he got better as the year went on, and it was as simple as kind of started off a little bit rough, but you see that when guys are coming back from an ACL. And with the way he finished the 23 season, you're like, okay, well, maybe he's still pretty darn good pass rusher for the Titans heading into last year. Well, he ends up with 9 sacks last year. So in terms of like some massive drop-off, he had 1.5 sack less than he had the year before and 3 less than he had in his breakout year in 2021. So is it a massive drop-off in terms of just the sack number? No. I would argue just watching him play, I felt like he was nowhere near as impactful as we've grown accustomed to him being around here. And clearly, I think the Titans agree with that assessment.
Yeah, some people way overuse sack as a stat, you know, usually just to help with their narratives. But he's a good example of how just the sack total can be deceiving. It can be deceiving. It can be lower than, you know, it doesn't speak to the quality of a player because it's lower than you might want. But the player is a frequent effector of quarterbacks, has a high pressure rate. And then there's you know, look, he had 30 pressures last year. According to my good friends at PFF, which is, you know, 63rd among edges, that's, I mean, you said 9 or 9.5?
9 sacks.
So 9 sacks, good. 30 pressures, not good. And so I think that kind of, right? So you want to affect quarterbacks consistently. And yeah, I think he's lost his step. He's not as explosive. So is that terribly surprising at his age with an ACL in his history? No, I mean 28. When does he turn 29? I'm actually, like, when I Like, if you told me today when I woke up, like, how old is Harold Landry? I probably would have said 30.
He'll be 29 on June 5th.
Yeah. But, you know, look, he's logged a lot of miles in this league, and it's to his credit that he has. He's been able to play all downs, and he's been durable, and he's played full seasons. But, you know, I think it's pretty clear from last year, yes, okay, there's a little bit of a leveling off, a little bit of a regression here. So, knowing him, I think he's going to be in great shape coming in, and he's going to max out whatever he can be. And I, if I'm the Tennessee Titans, would prefer to have him on my team than to not have him. But I also understand financially, he is not the level of player to get paid what he's about to get paid. And so here we go. I don't think there's going to be anybody out there. Unless, you know, maybe someone out there. You said it earlier. Contender, another edge, can really like, has cap space, you know, has the financial flexibility to do, without having to do too much crap to make it work, and are like, okay, we'll throw you like a, how about a six?
Well, hey, you were asking for a first round pick back in the old Detroit Lions.
Well, that's the thing. When you're at the trading deadline and you're in the season and then you lose your edge, now you're desperate. Now it's like, okay, we have to do something. That's why you trade him then, you know, because now the Lions or whoever, the Lions are like, okay, well, we're going to go sign somebody. We're going to go draft somebody, and we're fine. You know, we have a whole offseason to fix our roster. At that point, you're desperate. That's when you do it. And I'm not saying he would have fetched. I mean, it was a fantasy scenario I put up there, but I'm just saying it's certainly way more leverage and way more return, bang for your buck, if you find a contender who just lost a player at a position and you have at least a decent replacement available for them.
Better idea.
No, play the whole thing, man. Hey, we got to give this guy like his full runway.
We do. We do. Do we have that ready or do we need to wait? Oh, we got the whole thing ready?
He already cut it up though.
Oh man. Well, first off, I mean, I do think we need to save that drop because that's good stuff. But here was Mike Borgonzi yesterday at the NFL Combine.
You know, our hope is to compete every year for a division, Paul. But it's a process. So, you know, hopefully we're in contention this year. You always want to manage expectations, though. So, you know, as we go through this process, we acquire players. I think we'll have a better idea as we head into the season.
Hell yes. This dude's not only from Boston. He lives in the time of Paul Revere.
Hey, Paul, you know, the British are coming, and I think we need an edge rusher.
By the way, you got to play the whole drop, though, because you started it right after Paul, like, when are you going to win your division?
Yeah, the combo of those two together is pretty good.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, he just rewound it a little bit. No, they're going to make sweet, sweet music together, these press conferences, Karski and Borgonzi.
How long before you kick off?
Yeah, I don't know. That one didn't really hit.
Yeah, that's. Yeah. I mean, I left it out because you can't even hear him, you know. But still, no, I know what PK said too. It was pretty funny.
Karski Borgonzi, it's gonna be an absolute fantastic. Especially you
give
know
me that better idea.
Very huge.
Drop
again. Very
go,
huge.
If things go poorly, it's really gonna be good.
Give me that better idea. Drop again.
I think we'll have a better idea.
It's amazing. How many people out there either say or know someone who says idea instead of idea?
I think we'll have a better idea.
That's fantastic. This guy is going to change. This guy is going to bring it back. He's bringing the Titans back. I believe it now.
615-737-1025, our phone number. We do have more serious Titans takes to get to. We will do that, but I'm glad you brought that to my attention. Good gracious.
It's amazing.
More coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. 615-737-1025. The NFL Combine going on. It is edge rushers that are speaking at the NFL Combine today. Abdul Carter making it clear, Joe, that he is – met with the Titans. He liked the meeting. Mm. He's aware the Titans hold the number one overall pick, and he would like to be drafted number one overall.
Okay. All right, then.
So good to know from Abdul Carter up there. James Pierce Jr., I believe, is doing media right now, which is
I'd like to see
certainly
that session.
His favorite thing to do. So we'll see what that looks like. For those who are maybe unfamiliar with the former Tennessee Vol and the media setting, not very common practice with him.
Not a fan. Now, it's very interesting to me. Again, it's almost like maybe I shouldn't even amplify because I have no idea what people are talking about. But there are draft analysts who are moving him off their first round board now. And so, I don't remember which one. One of them, Matt Miller, Daniel Jeremiah, one of them threw out the character concern phrase in relation to him. I still have no idea like what that means. I don't know of anything, you know, problematic. He definitely, you know, I agree with Kaharski to a point on the media settings giving you an idea at times. Like, that, you know, at the combine, you talk to guys, and there are times when you're like, that guy's going to blow a team away. He's awesome. You know, like, he's just got a great personality. And just, you know, like, just a great interview. Like, you know, if you're a great interview with media, it stands to reason that when you go talk to football people, you're also going to be good. I do worry about James Pierce because he just doesn't say anything. That's mostly. And he just seemed to be very uncomfortable and not happy to be doing it. Now, sometimes that's just people. That's where you can have a difference. Sometimes people just don't like talking to media, right?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden he gets with the team and he's like, boom, give me that chalkboard, you know? Yeah. Maybe it's like that. But I do worry a little bit about him just based on what I've seen in terms of the team interview stuff. I'll be interested to see what PK says about it. But I don't know what people are talking about when they throw that out there. And I think that is thrown out a little bit, you know, a little bit flippantly this time of year.
Well, and like watching him play, like is there any doubt in your mind he's a first round guy? Like
no.
We were talking heading into the year, people had him number one overall. And I always thought that was a little bit much, mm-hmm. but had him number one overall in some of their rankings. But, like, I watched the guy play, and he is just a menace out there. I think he's definitely a first-round guy.
He's absolutely a first-round guy. And if someone gets him low and he's, like, the fourth, fifth, or something like that, I think someone might get a hell of a value.
Yeah, I'm sure that when the Eagles draft him, it'll be nice. It'll be good to see him go.
Sure.
Down there. Yeah.
Yeah. Why not? Throw a Tennessee guy in with all the Georgia Bulldogs.
Yeah, Georgia and Alabama and Tennessee, representing.
Kind of works out well if you go that way.
Yep. I mean, it is interesting, like some of the commentary this week at the Combine, and we've talked about this heading into the Combine. I do feel like in a draft that a lot of people consider to be maybe a little bit weaker than a typical draft, edge rusher, I think, a position of strength in this draft. Like there are some options somewhat deep into the draft that you can get as an edge rusher, and I'm interested to see how the Titans do that. Like everybody's going to focus in on Abdul Carter, and the Titans, if they want to, can stick and pick Abdul Carter. Like they've got the opportunity to do that. But if they don't, if they go quarterback with their first pick, if they get through the film and through the combine and through the interviews and all that, and they say, I mean, look, we can't pass up Travis Hunter. I do feel like they're going to have some options at edge rusher. If you're trading Harold Landry away, you have to draft an edge rusher. I think you probably have to anyway at some point. But if you're trading Landry away and or cutting him or whatever you're doing at the end of this, like edge rusher, which is already a huge need, because like I mean it's a discussion point both in free agency and the draft that you have to add as much as possible to that room.
Yeah, because the UDFAs in recent years and low picks, they just haven't – right now, there's just not, no real indication that they can play. So
no.
you got to really address that. I mean, really either way to me. Let's see if you agree with what Lester says here. Lester on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHunter.com. Well, this new GM thing isn't starting out well, IMO. Why wouldn't the GM keep things on the down low, quietly seek a trade? That will benefit the team. Now it sounds like they'll settle for less because Landry must be a problem. We can probably read between the lines in its $17 million salary. They did it with Autry last year, letting him get away. Okay, first of all, I mean, this is – I disagree. I mean, there's nothing wrong with handling it this way, and people aren't looking at this like he's a problem. Everybody knows it's the number.
Yeah.
It's the player, the age, the injury history, the number. So this is – people aren't going to look at this and say, ooh, what's wrong with Harold Landry? He's a great pro. Everybody knows that. And as far as keeping on a down low, I mean, they're letting him seek a trade. So it's like Rams and Stafford, this happens sometimes. Okay, see what you can get out there and then come back to us.
By the way, they don't have to trade him.
Right. When you don't have anything, come back to us and we'll talk about cutting your salary / or you're released. Yep. That's all it is. Now, when you say we did it with Autry last year, I don't remember the Titans posturing on his salary at all. Autry wanted to leave.
Yeah.
Autry is an example of a player who, when Vrabel was fired, was like, okay, bye. You guys are starting to suck, and I'll go to this team that's better.
Exactly.
That's all it was.
Yeah. Like, I think, you know, we talked about this Monday. Like, the Titans clearly, I think, wanted to keep Autry last year, and then quickly found out they weren't going to be able to do it, weren't going to be able to keep Al-Shaair either, and they pivoted to Calvin Ridley. That's where they used some of that money.
Right.
So. And I don't think it was lack of effort from the Titans trying to keep Autry, like leaking out stuff like that. No. Like he just wanted to leave.
He wanted to leave. He left. And again, I mean, I think
Can you blame him?
He's a big Vrabel guy. Big Vrabel guy.
Yeah.
Maybe Vrabel will get him back up there too. You get Vrabel and get him and Simmons, Landry, and just Bud Dupree, Tier Tart.
So.
Probably not Tier Tart.
Overall, did you have any sweeping takeaways one way or the other from the Titans, from Callahan and or Borgonzi yesterday? You know, general managers get up there and talk at this thing, and you always have to determine, like, you know, what is just total bullcrap that they're up there spewing right now? What actually means anything at all at this point? Or, you know, as Floyd Reese used to talk about, like, how much can these guys say without actually saying anything at all? It is a skill. Yeah. And some people have that, some people don't. But I did not come away from yesterday with a ton of new information and or spicy takes on the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, like we had PK on earlier, and he has already, you know, he's already gotten feedback from some Titans fans who were like Borgonzi talking about, I think it was Borgonzi, or was it Callahan, talking about Cam Ward or, you know, maybe it was Callahan, you know, teaching, you know, fixing something. Yeah. And so people are like, oh, he's comparing Cam Ward to Mahomes. I mean, you can read stuff into things if you want. I think that they answered the questions exactly how I would have expected. I don't think they showed their hand. I don't think they said too much. I think it was interesting, some of the conversation around Shedeur Sanders' arm strength.
Yeah.
Which, again, you know, to me, it's a no-brainer that you don't throw at the combine if you're him. I think that's the right decision because he's my number one quarterback in this draft because he makes quick decisions. He had to deal with some really bad situations, and he's accurate. And he also does not have a massive arm. Cam Ward does. So not throwing is makes sense, but that is a little bit of the conversation, right? And there was some conversation from Borgonzi around, you know, quick decisions, things like that can basically compensate for it. I mean, yeah. It sounded like to me like he's basically saying that. Now, it's also in their best interest to pump the tires on both of those guys. Of course, they want someone to be so in love with one of them, and it's probably going to be Cam Ward, that they get a big return when they trade the number one pick, which I think they're going to try to do.
Trevor on the text line says, if the Titans trade back to acquire more picks, would you draft two edge rushers, or are there too many other needs to address where you wouldn't want to invest too much capital there at this time?
Best player. I mean, is the edge rusher, when you're up, clearly the best player on your board, even though you – actually need that offensive tackle more, I think you get the best player. I think over time, that strategy has proved to be the most effective way to go. So, if you're real close and it's very, then go need. I mean, you know, factor need in. But if it's not close, if it's like clearly this is the best player on a board, go with the best player on your board.
By the way, I can make the argument, like, they could draft Abdul Carter at one, and if they roll around to pick 35 and they feel like edge rusher is the best player on their board, I could still argue that it's a need at that point, even having drafted Abdul Carter.
Right, James Pierce. That. James Pierce falls to 35, all this crap. Yes.
Yeah.
Think about next year, at least, watching the Tennessee Titans play football, Abdul Carter and James Pierce on either side. Okay.
Well,
that's a start.
I'm just saying, like, I could still argue, even after having selected an edge rusher with your first pick, that it's still a need beyond that.
Yes.
Like, continue to add to it.
Yeah, for
beyond
sure.
Just the best player available argument of it, which right. I also buy into.
Yeah, still a need too, yeah.
Yeah.
And again, so, we'll see. We'll see what happens with Landry. We'll see what happens at free agency. But, yeah, it's up there, along with many needs.
There is an old adage that you can never have enough players that can get after the quarterback. So
an old adage. That's a great idea.
A lot of thoughts on the Bostonian accent on the text line as well. 615-737-1025. Our phone number, 615-737-1025. More of your thoughts to get to on the NFL Combine front. We will get also into some comments from Barry Trotz on Stillman's show yesterday about Andrew Brunette and about some conversations that he's had with veteran players. All that coming up. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063 The Game. Nashville's best deal this week from Barrio Burrito Bar in Murfreesboro. At Barrio Burrito Bar, every bite a celebration of fresh ingredients, vibrant spices, and bold flavors dancing on your taste buds like a fiesta in your mouth. Head to thegamenashville.com/deals and get half off a $25 gift card while supplies last. Robbie and Rex Road brought to you by First Horizon. Big bank muscle, small bank hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. It is NFL Combine Week. Rex Road has been validated or felt validated all show long that Brian Callahan shares his opinion on Travis Hunter, that he is a cornerback first. So I think Rex Road is now reveling in the fact that he is a football genius. It's been an illuminating program for you today.
Well, I have more confidence in Brian Callahan today. He got the answer right.
He did.
Congrats, Coach Callahan. He's a cornerback. He's the best cornerback, period.
One thing that Borgonzi did say yesterday, which, again, I would not throw in the surprise category, but he did say, you know, if they go out and sign a quarterback in free agency, that does not necessarily preclude them from drafting a quarterback with the first overall pick. Now, I did not expect him to say, hey, guys, if we go out here and sign Russell Wilson, you can kiss drafting a quarterback at number one overall goodbye. I don't think that'd necessarily be a great way to handle the first pick there. But he did say that yesterday. He was obviously asked about that, and he said they could do both.
Sure. And, you do want people to wonder, do they love Cam Ward? Do we need to go get him there? Do we need to give them something to move into one? Because we want Cam. We're the New York Giants. You know, sure, you leave some reasonable doubt there. By the way, been blown up a little bit with our buddy Stilly.
So yep.
Maybe he's less hungover than Kaharski today. I hope so. Jeez. I don't know. Was there a big bar event somewhere in town Tuesday night? Stilly usually makes them.
That usually doesn't happen until Thursday night.
Oh, so. Okay. That's the big night. The night time. Before he's supposed to come over on our show, but can't handle it. He said they need to cut a woozy, and they may. Also, he believes, and I'll let Stilly, if he wants to, you know, report this or, you know, someone told him this or that, whatever, but he firmly believes the Titans are done with Landry. So the idea of this pay cut is where we shouldn't be talking about it.
Well, I guess how often is it that it gets to this point where a player, specifically a non-quarterback, is, quote, given permission to seek a trade? And he's just back with that team next year. Doesn't happen very often.
Not very often. You know, and look, if you're Landry, we were talking about it earlier, it's kind of like, if I was the Titans, I would come up with a number. I would want him on my team. I mean, I don't understand, again, unless there's something I don't know about Harold Landry behind the scenes. He's been a great pro, great teammate, great guy in the locker room. He's a veteran. He can help your younger players. If I brought in Abdul Carter, if I brought in Mike Green, James Pierce, Harold Landry being around would be good on my roster. So if I were the Titans, I would have a number and say, look, this is it. If I'm Harold Landry, this is all you know. You've been here. You have a young family. You live in Nashville. But you're sick of losing, and if you can go somewhere else and have possibly a better situation, then I could see the appeal in that.
No doubt. But I guess the question is there anybody out there willing to actually give up an asset to go get him at that number? I don't know.
Not much of one.
Yeah, like I don't think it's going to be anything. some huge thing. So that's something certainly to keep an eye on from now until certainly the draft. But, you know, when free agency gets underway, are the Titans proceeding in free agency as if Harold Landry's not going to be there? You know, is that how they're operating? Are they going to be, you know, one thing Kuharski brought up, which was interesting yesterday, like Borgonzi did not shy away from like free agency. He kind of realizes they've got to be active. Like they've got some money to spend. They have an absolute ton of holes to fill, and they're going to have to be pretty active. And it sounded like, just from listening to Kuharski talk and reading some of what he put at his website, that maybe they're going to be a little more active than he first thought heading into it. So
they need
take that for what it's worth.
Yeah, they need to. I mean, they need to do all kinds of stuff in free agency. And yeah, I do like the idea of, look, use it to fill your holes. You're not going to effectively do it, but hopefully in some places you are, and then you can be a little bit more best player than, oh my God, this need is so severe, we have to take this guy here. Joel says, Stilly gushed yesterday about how Borgonzi sounds like a Floyd Reese type. I did hear a little bit of Stilly's fanboy commentary on Borgonzi. Oh, it's going to be insufferable, man. He's like, he says that he shows up early at the office. It's like when Stilly goes full fanboy, it's like, and then, you know, they'll be bad next year and he'll flip on him. But right now he is in full fanboy paradise with Borgonzi.
I need Glennon to get in there or somebody and just, Mike? Over your career, how many naps would you say you took on the plane? Hey, it's a job for Kuharski. He can just finish it off there.
Hey, Mike, how many times you fallen asleep on the plane?
I mean, this should actually be a Kuharski.
No, the last guy apparently had a problem with that. Can you stay awake on the plane?
Like he actually should try to investigate that, shouldn't he? Like, I expect Kuharski from now on to give us like plane awakeness, alertness, you know, what film your brain. I want all that. I mean, this is apparently a huge deal with the GM.
We need somebody on that plane, you know, with some binoculars from the back, making sure that everybody's awake when they need to be awake.
Yeah. Kevin says, Landry's a super nice guy, good player, not a dog. Someone who's willing to settle down, take it easy if he got paid, stick with the team. Sucks he's not a dog, needs to go. Yeah. Look, man, he's not a great player. He's never been a great player. He's been a good, very good player. He's not a dog. To me, the guy is, if you're durable in this league, you answer the bell every week and you can play, you can stop the run, you do everything on the field for a team. I think that's a, I don't think,
he, I mean, what do you
I don't
mean?
Think not being a dog is the problem here.
Yeah. I mean, like, what do you mean by dog?
He's not,
like,
he's great. Not,
he's not an elite player.
Yeah. He's not an elite player. Exactly.
Yeah. So that's, I don't know. Landry at the right number, I'm interested in him being back on the team next year. If the Titans aren't, then that's fine. Like, I don't have a problem necessarily if the Titans are like, you know, we want to move on from Harold Landry. It just then, like, you gotta heavily address that room this offseason beyond just the draft.
I mean, it's Arden and the Ardenettes right now. Yeah. If this is what's going to happen, that's got to be a comforting feeling.
Yeah, comfort feeling. I am interested to get Arden Key's thoughts when, you know, OTAs roll around here of how much correcting is going on with the coaching staff, because there's varying degrees as the season goes on.
Yeah, and also, how are things going with Paul Kuharsk?
My name is Arden Key. I have been held hostage by Paul Kuharsk.
Paul Kuharsk is the best reporter in town.
Joe, some interesting comments yesterday from Barry Trotz on Stillman and Company. As it always is, a very informative segment with Barry Trotz as he joins Stillman and Company every Tuesday at 5 o'clock. Brought up a couple of things yesterday that I thought were really interesting. We all know that the trade deadline is coming up next week in the NHL, and we're going to get to some comments he had about the veteran players here in just a second. But, of course, the Andrew Brunette topic came up that we discussed a lot yesterday on the show, and the idea of changing coaches at the end of the year, is that an inevitability at this point? Is that something the Predators are going to have to do? Is Brunette going to start next season as head coach? Like, where is Trotz kind of leaning in that direction right now? And here was Trotz's answer as it relates to the Andrew Brunette part of this equation.
Because I'm looking for kind of a big change that might kind of shift the equilibrium around here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you can't do it on a roster front, then wouldn't the next logical step be the coach?
That's, I think everybody looks at it that way. I look at it probably a little differently. The response that we get from now to the end of the year, and then obviously we're going to have meetings with the players, I'm going to have a really good feel with direction. I mean, I'm with you. I think Andrew's a hell of a good coach. But at the same time, there has to be the roster and the coach have to you know, have that be in sync in all aspects. So I'm running this to the end. We'll assess and we'll make our decisions.
So that was Barry Trotz yesterday on with Stillman and Company. Your thoughts when you hear that from Barry Trotz?
I think there's going to be a new coach next year when I hear that from Barry Trotz. I rip people, particularly Stilly, for being that guy, sometimes over-reading into something. But it's just at the same time, coach roster in sync, we're going to take it to the end, make a decision. It's full acknowledgement that it's on the table. It's one of those things where it's like, okay, well, we all know that. Still, some people wouldn't even get to that. But that's Barry Trotz, right? Barry Trotz is very much show your cards and be open and honest, which is fantastic. It doesn't sound great. For Burnett.
Well, it doesn't sound great. And then also, kind of what we started the show off with, right? Like, if you're letting the rest of the season influence kind of how you view Burnett, and I think we're beyond the wins losses of it. Because at this point, quite frankly, there's not going to be a whole lot of winning that they do down the stretch. And with the injuries continuing to pile up on defense, they already got a bad defense anyway. And now Yossi got knocked out last night. So we'll see. I don't know how long he's going to be out. I mean, look, he may be ready to go and practice today and play against Winnipeg. I have no idea. But if he's out for any length of time, you're taking an already bad defense and making it worse. So the wins are not going to be coming down the stretch here just based on where their roster is. And he talked last night, Brunette did, about how he felt like it was really difficult for his group to get like emotionally invested in that game. And then somebody takes a run at your captain and then you're in, right? Like they responded and they tried in the third period, but Florida's just better than they are. What's that going to be like down the stretch? Like, is that going to get better? Like as the veterans are playing this out here, the ones that are still here after the deadline, is the emotional investment going to be there in game 68, game 71, when you're just trying to get through this and get to the end of it? Like, it's difficult to manufacture that. And I think the coach needs that right now.
Yeah. And then, look, the reality of this is, I mean, it's overplayed and overstated, this players playing for a coach, right?
I agree.
It's just, like, what's the situation? I mean, there's a lot of things that you're playing for. And certainly you want to have a good relationship with your coach. And these guys all know that, like, this is probably an important time for him. But you can't manufacture desperation. These guys are going to play hard. They're going to play professional hockey. But there's still a different level of desperation that you have when you're in a race, when you're trying to get a playoff spot or whatever. And you just can't manufacture that.
Well, and look, Barry Trotz said, I agree with you. I think he's open and honest to a point. I don't think he's ever going to lay all of his cards out on the table. I think a lot, you know, he also talked a lot in that interview yesterday about, you know, he's not going to comment on it publicly, but he does have some thoughts right now in terms of what they need next year and how to fix it. Like, I think a large portion of your decision on Andrew Brunette, whether he's coming back or not, is probably already made if you're Barry Trotz. I mean, we're 60 games in almost. How much are the last 20 going to change your viewpoint on this? Probably not a ton.
Yeah.
So I think if the decision itself is not totally made, Barry Trotz, as we sit here today, I would be stunned if he didn't have a pretty good idea in which way he's leaning on the Brunette front, even if he's not going to say it publicly.
I agree. And, you know, like, if you shut Yossi down, I would definitely consider doing that. So then, I mean, how at some point, how bad are you? Did he even, you know, if you're so bad as a team out on the ice, like, what can you do with that?
Well, again, you know, he pressed him on that yesterday about, like, the draft part of it. And Barry Trotz, to me, cannot get on the radio and be like, yeah, I'm leaning into losing. Let's do some losing right around here.
Sure.
And look, maybe he really doesn't love the idea of that. But he also said in one of his answers yesterday, I mean, yeah, this is how you get one of those players, is being bad. And To me, that's what the rest of this season is about. When, like, if I'm a Predators fan and I'm looking long-term at this thing and I saw that clock hit zero last night and the Predators were 4-1 on the other side of it, I'm thinking, all right, chalk one more up. That's one step closer to a potential draft pick. He also had some interesting comments about some conversations that he's had with veteran players on the roster about their future here that I want to get to coming up next as well. We'll do that. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. NFL fans, our NFL Combine coverage all week and updates brought to you by the New Cumberland, Nashville's resort-style community overlooking downtown on the Cumberland River. Final segment of the day. Got some tickets to give away to see the Preds take on the Jets at Bridgestone Arena tomorrow night. Be caller 5-615-737-1025. I mentioned some comments that Barry Trotz made about the veteran players on Stillman & Company yesterday. Here is what Barry Trotz had to say about his approach and whether or not the veteran guys are on board.
How do you shake things up as far as the roster is concerned? Would you go to one of your guys if you felt like there was an opportunity and ask them to waive a no-movement clause? How do you feel about that?
100%. 100%. I owe that to the team. I owe that to our staff. I owe it to the ownership, and I owe it to our fans. So if there is something that someone that said, hey, you know, would you think about this? Or if I propose something, if it made some sense, I would have no problem going to the player and say, listen, it's not working. You know, would you consider this?
So that was Barry Trotz on the no movement clause front of it. Would he approach a player that has a no move and ask him, hey, if the deal makes sense, would you consider this? He says, yes, he would. He also said he sat down and he's had conversations with some of the veteran core of like, hey, this is the way we're going. You're probably going to see some more young guys throughout the lineup this year. Could see some heading into next year. We'll see what the offseason looks like here. But do you want to be here? Like, do you want to be a part of it? And if you don't, let me know. Tell me now. And we'll have no problem moving. That's what he said. So,
I mean, I like it. I like the honesty. And, you know, I think that makes sense.
And he also said, you know, Stillman – followed that up with like, okay, so what was the response, and did any of them be like, were any of them like, nope, don't love it? And he's like, no, it was actually the opposite. Like, they want to be here. They said that they were borderline like embarrassed about the production that they've had or lack thereof this year and want to be here to fix it. So we'll see what that ultimately ends up meaning at the end of it. I just found it interesting that apparently Trotz has met with like all these veteran guys and is like, set them down. I'm like, all right, here's what's happening. And I'm putting the cards on the table, and yeah, you tell me.
Hey, man. You know, and within that, you do wonder, again, not, hey, do you like Andrew Burnett? I don't think that. But there's conversations about, do you fit into what we're trying to do?
Correct.
Or how do you feel about, you know, and things like that. And that's where, to your point earlier, you know, the information, it's like the haze in the barn kind of, right?
Yeah.
Especially with, yeah, you know, the way the rest of the slog, if, you know, whatever, if they do or don't shut Yossi down, all that stuff. You know, speaking of Stilly, one of his dog butt fleas has landed on the text line here, talking about Landry doesn't love ball, he only loves money. I got a text coming back. It says, problem is you're too dumb, Y-O-U-R, to realize anything, blah, blah, blah. Remember you said John Hines was the next Bill Belichick. Your Y-O-U-R, a moron, M-O-R-A-N. I'm taking a picture of this as part of my literacy drive, and I'm going to put this on my Twitter profile. Kids, you need to stay in school and try to learn how to read. Yeah, I said I said John Hines is the next Bill Belichick. That's totally what I said.
I hope there's audio of that. I'd love to hear it.
You were there that day.
I don't remember specifically what he's talking
basically,
about.
Basically, I think I made the comparison like Belichick's record without Brady or something. Okay. Yes, so that means he's the next Belichick. Great idea.
That does it for us today. Keep all the birds out of your house. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Jason Big Joe up next. This is 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
Hey, guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.